Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Catch the spring and bloom event at Whole Foods Market with savings for Easter, casual gatherings, and more. Save on no antibiotics ever meat, best of season spring produce, brunch favorites, sweets, and more through April 22nd.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. Today we're going to talk about what are known as the forever chemicals, the PFAs. I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So what are PFAs?
So PFAs, the long name is pro- and polyfluoroalkylated substances. Really, that's just a fancy term for chemicals. These are a family of chemicals that are used. They've been used since the 1950s because they're super helpful and useful. They can do things like help clothing be water and oil repellent. They're used in firefighting foam, but then they're added to other things like our cooking utensils, our plastic cups that we drink our coffee from. Unfortunately, they're pretty much in everything right now, and they're very
carpets, yoga pants, I'm reading here, and nylon.
Everything, pretty much everything we use as consumers, PFAS have kind of crept in there, our cosmetics. And look, the problem with them is that they don't go away. They last in the environment and they last in our bodies for pretty much ever. They don't break down, and we know now that they have really adverse impacts on the health of the environment and ourselves. So look, the bad news is we can't cut them out because they're pretty much everywhere, but we can start to limit them and be aware of them.
So how do we know that they're in anything we're using?
We kind of don't, because
are there labels that tell us there are PFAs within?
It's almost impossible to identify them from labels. And then a lot of things you use don't have labels. Like if you're picking up your to-go coffee cup or if you're buying a carpet, you're not going to ask for an ingredient list. So the problem is they're really difficult to identify. So I suppose it's really important for people to know that they do exist and then make choices that maybe can not eliminate them, but limit them and our exposure to them wherever possible.
What are they saying the health dangers are?
So unfortunately, the health dangers, it's still an area that's being studied extensively, but they're carcinogenic in high doses. It can have an effect on your endocrine system. That's your hormone regulators. Things like liver function, Alzheimer's, cholesterol. Like there's just a litany of things that they can impact. And again, this is kind of uncharted territory. I mean, there's no specific even legislation within the EU for this. So it's pretty new, but people are becoming more aware of them. And really, it is time to try and bring in legislation and limit them from our exposure as much as possible.
Now, you know, personally, it's going to be very difficult to avoid them, as we've heard from the list of substances. What about when they get into the environment, which they inevitably will?
They do. And I mean, there was an absolutely crazy study a few years ago that showed that even breaking waves in Ireland are bringing in PFAS to our shores because they're just pretty much everywhere. So it's a massive problem. There's no real solution to it. But look, we need to raise awareness about it. And again, the legislation that comes in that will regulate companies from not putting it into our clothing, not putting it into our cosmetics, that's what's going to make the difference long term. And in the short term, it's about choosing products or choosing items that are free from PFAS.
So just on a day-to-day basis, what can we do?
Well, look, the thing that inspired this really was Trump bringing back plastic straws, which everyone is completely freaked out about. And even though they're just plastic straws, Americans use 500 million plastic straws every single day. So him bringing back in those plastic instead of paper is controversial. However, I would argue that paper straws are also very damaging because they've been found to have very high levels of PFAS. So if you're drinking through a paper straw, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, that's really not good. So what is the alternative there?
Wooden,
or I love a metal straw or glass, and they're free from PFAS, and you can buy one, bring it with you. It's a bit like getting into the kind of reusable cup or reusable water bottle mentality, but well worth doing, and that's the way that you'd avoid that situation.
So if you break your glass straw.
this wasn't the adventure I had in mind when you said, let's rent a car in Italy.
Relax. GPS says we're on track.
Wait, does that sign say Switzerland?
No, no, no. We should be near Sicily.
Routing.
Ugh.
Wouldn't actually enjoy your next trip, one that's completely mapped out? With Colette Small Group Explorations, you can. Our experts handle every detail, from great food to unique stays and local connections. Start your next adventure today. Visit gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com.
Pocket, you're stabbed by your own straw. You know, some of these things are not really practical.
You know? I know, but this is the thing, and this just shows why we're so reliant on PFAS, because they do have, you know, really good uses. They're very, very helpful. Another thing that really brought this to my attention, why I wanted to speak to you about it today, Pat, is the fact that a study came out that showed that brands including Shein, Temu, AliExpress, they have extremely dangerous levels of PFAS in their clothing. So they're making their clothing shiny or smooth, or they're using them for things like sequins, extremely high levels. So if you're someone who loves to shop on those sites and you're doing it because it's cheap and cheerful, please think of your health. If you're wearing those clothes every single day, it is really, really not good for you. Fashion is the biggest source of PFAS in Europe right now.
And just going back to that regulation, I mean, will we know in a year or two which products have PFAS?
We won't. I mean, the EU has recommended that cosmetics stop to use PFAS before the end of the year, but it's a recommendation. There's nothing hardcore there. And then when it comes to things like cooking utensils, food, I'd encourage everyone to watch a film called Dark Waters, which is all about Teflon and the impacts, the health impacts of Teflon. That's a great way to just maybe educate yourself a little bit. But no, we need a stronger EU reinforcement. We need it to come in and people need to be made aware.
Dark Waters is about DuPont, isn't it?
It is, yeah. About the Teflon family.
I've seen that. It's an extraordinary documentary, well worth watching. Joe, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Lennon, who is climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Now, Egyptologists have discovered the first tomb of a pharaoh since Tutankhamun's tomb was uncovered over a century ago. King Thutmose II's tomb was the last undiscovered royal tomb of the 18th Egyptian dynasty. A British Egyptian team has located it in the western valleys of the Theban necropolis near the city of Luxor. Researchers had thought that the burial chambers of the 18th dynasty pharaohs were more than 2 kilometres away, closer to the Valley of the Kings. The crew found it in an area associated with the resting places of royal women, but when they got into the burial chamber, they found it decorated, which was the sign of a pharaoh.
For the first time in more than a century, a new royal Egyptian tomb has been discovered. Egyptian officials announced Tuesday the discovery of the tomb of King Thutmose II. This marks the last of the lost tombs of the kings of ancient Egypt's 18th dynasty. The entrance to the structure was found in 2022, but continued excavation finally identified the owner of the tomb. The mummy of the king himself was discovered back in the 19th century at a different location and is now on display at an Egyptian museum. Archaeologists plan to continue their work to uncover any further secrets left behind.
Now, that's an interesting development. And how they know there were all these people in those dynasties, I suppose papyrus records may indicate. But how they survived is another question. As some of the texts coming in, I see some non-stick cookware stating that no PFAS are contained in the product. However, they don't actually tell you which non-stick coatings are used. That's from John. Another text, 150,000 tons of PFAS contaminated soil was removed from Dublin Airport in 2023 due to overuse over many years in firefighting foams. That's one of the uses for PFAS. And the answer to our straw problem, Joe, bamboo.
Bamboo. No, they have PFAS. Bamboo has PFAS.
Oh dear, oh dear.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This wasn't the adventure I had in mind when you said, let's rent a car in Italy.
Relax, GPS says we're on track.
Wait, does that sign say Switzerland?
No, no, no. We should be near Sicily.
Routing.
Ugh.
Wouldn't actually enjoy your next trip, one that's completely mapped out? With Colette Small Group Explorations, you can. Our experts handle every detail, from great food to unique stays and local connections. Start your next adventure today. Visit gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com.